Phil, and look, another man who will be at that concert, no doubt, will be this man who knows more about football than anybody. It is Anthony Maroon.
Anthony. Oh, boys. You know how much I love a bit of Phil Collins.
Oh, who doesn't love a bit of Phil? And he's not dead yet. He's touring. Incredible. Incredible.
Jeepers, we'll be there in the front row with our walking frames.
Yes.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah. What's got 100 legs and smells of urine? Yeah, the front
row. The Phil Collins concert. That's a bit rough. All right, let's get down to it. Morning to you, Anthony, by the way.
How are you, Scott and Andrew? Yeah, it's almost the end of the regular season.
It is almost the end. There's a bit going on news-wise, of course. Dale Cherry-Evans has come out and said, well, look, he'll be staying. He's got a 5-year contract, but he's not sure anyone else is going to be there after Trent Barrett goes.
Wow.
Yeah, what a mess all that is. And, you know, us guys are old enough to remember that being the glamour club, the benchmark of the rugby league that won a couple of grand finals every decade for a long time, but they really are in all sorts of trouble here at the moment, Manly. A lot of people talking about them relocating. I don't actually personally think the NRL offer clubs enough money to relocate, and that's the problem there. Mm. But anyway, they'll take the field tonight. We'll see how they go.
They don't have the facilities, though. I was reading that they just don't have that support base of the facilities and coaches, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, they're very undermanned, apparently. And you look at some of these other clubs now with their centres of excellence. And, you know, I know my mob here at Souths have got a good facility at Redfern, but they're updating it to an even bigger one in another suburb here in Sydney. So if you're not moving with the times, it's easy to say, you know, a 30-kilo weight is the same whether it's old or new. That I don't buy into that. No. You've got to be able to keep up with the technology of the big clubs, of the better clubs, and that's the only way you're going to attract more players. So, yeah, they are in all sorts of trouble there, Manly, and I don't know if there is a future there for them on the Northern Beaches. I hate to say that, but I, you know.
It'd be sad that there wouldn't be one team represented north of the bridge.
Gee. Well, absolutely. It's funny, isn't it? Here in where I live in Sydney, you've got two or three teams within 10, 15K of each other, so go figure.
Point Piper or whatever it is there, yeah, down near Packer and everybody,
yeah, good. No, the other part of Sydney, boys.
He's waving to Malcolm as we speak. All right, mate, let's get it underway. It is round 24. Is this
Malcolm may be able to put some later today, put some money into league or anything else he likes.
Yeah. Tigers and the Sea Eagles do battle tonight. What do you think?
I'm going to take the Tigers here, boys. I don't think you can rely on any of these kind of clubs for consistency, but like I think Ivan would just be saying to them, we've had a good year, let's just end off with a couple of wins. So I'll take the Tigers.
Okay, they'll be looking to bounce back after the Dragons sort of found a bit of form last week against them. But, what else have we got coming up? Let's have a look. It's the Warriors and the Panthers tomorrow night.
So this one we see Mason Leno come into the side because Blake Green's got an injured calf. And he's a massive, massive out for the Warriors. You know, I know they got some class players in their spine, but he, for me, has been the buy of the year. Blake Green out's a massive loss. I feel like I want to still take the Warriors, but only just.
Okay, all right. Well, the Panthers sitting in fifth position, and no doubt they've been in the news of over the last couple of weeks too. Cowboys and Eels, two disappointing teams for 2018, do battle.
And you'd think, boys, here, Matty Scott returns, Taumalolo back at lock. You know, and for Para, Nathan Brown's out. He's a big out. I think the fact that it's Thurston's last game in Townsville, I'm going to take the Cowboys.
Okay. They are at home there, so let's hope, at least for Thurston's sake, they do get up there. Yep. The Raiders and your Rabbits do battle on Saturday. Now, your Rabbits came back down to earth last week.
Well, boys, but we get Greg Inglis out. We get Greg Inglis for the big games, boys. You know what that is? That's like you've got an HQ Monaro GTS with a 350 Chev in it. But you only bring it out on Sundays, mate. You only bring it out for the big occasions. The big occasions, the last five games of the year. Yep. South will win this one by 14.
14? Ooh, he's even put a figure on it. Wow. Okay. The Titans do battle with first place Storm. What are you thinking?
Yeah, look, I'm going to say I'm going to say Storm. I know the Titans are chasing some big players for the future. That's great for the Titans. But the Storm, they just keep on keeping on. Here we are at the end of another season. No Cooper Cronk. Never mind. They're still leading the comp. The Storm will win this one.
Okay. Right. Now, this is going to be a cracker Saturday night, 7:35. It's the second place Roosters up against the Broncos, who, as you know, had a big win last week.
Well, and Nathan Brown, the footy coach, not Nathan Brown, the player, but Nathan Brown, the footy coach, thinks that the Knights, that the Broncos can win the premiership.
Wow.
Ooh,
wow.
This is going to be a cracking good game, boys.
Yep.
And Luke Keary comes in for the Roosters, one of the most influential, underrated. Is he underrated? Maybe he's not. Luke Keary back into this Roosters side.
Okay.
So I'll take the Roosters.
Yeah, it could be the game of the round, that
could
one.
Be.
Sunday. Dale Sharkies.
Oh, yep.
Take on the Newcastle Knights. They've got to win this one, don't they, the Sharkies? Sure.
They have to, surely.
Now, boys, if you could give Dale and Nikki a big kiss on the lips from me, both of them, because they've sent me down a lovely Rabbitohs beanie to watch the finals with while I'm calling the game. So,
beautiful.
Dale and Nikki. Oh, absolutely beautiful, guys. I'm going to put that on with the jumper you sent me and the shorts as well. The shorts are a little bit tight, but never mind. We'll have some fun with them around the house.
Yeah, well, I don't make him any bigger, Anthony, unfortunately.
He's done the old child scarer pants trick again, has he? Yeah.
Look, they do have all the gear there at Sport First, of course, in Stockland, Harvey Bay. Now, what else have we got? The Dragons and Bullies. They should get over the top, the Dragons, shouldn't they?
I'm going to go for this as my upset here. I'm going to go for the Bulldogs.
I tell you what, really? you take that one. I know we question him, but he's got a few upsets this year, haven't you, Ant?
Yeah, well, mate, you know, some clubs you just can't rely on them for consistency.
Mm.
And teams like the Dogs, well, you know, they're a very proud club too. They're not going to want to go out the back door either. They're not going to want to finish last.
No, well, you're dead right there. All right, well, we'll write that one down. A little smoky there. Anthony, that is round 24. We appreciate your time, as we do every Thursday morning. We do it thanks to Dale and Nikki at Sport First Stockland Shopping Centre. Cheers, mate.
Hey, buddy, make sure you get in. Yeah, you get in early and you make sure you get those Phil Collins tickets too.
Yeah, I'm taking Dale and Nikki with me. Don't worry about that.
See you, mate.
Bye.